Ladies and small town folks, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're In a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. I thought I'd do a pretty casual sort of chat today about some of my experiences growing up in a small town. So most of my childhood was spent in a town of about 10, maybe 15,000 people. Really small town. The people there were very nice, as they tend to be in country towns, but I didn't love living there. I loved my family, but I really didn't love living there. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, sort of my history. I'm going to talk about what I recommend any of you who live in a country town do. But, you know, the first thing I'll say is I didn't really do much with women while I was there. And I think a big part of, so I mean, I guess for context, I left when I was about 19. So I grew up there. And I think part of the reason I never did anything with women, I was a virgin until 19. I didn't even kiss a girl until, like, you know, 18. I think a big part of that was because of the small town feel. There were obviously other reasons, you know, I was hopeless with women. I was really shit scared and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, whenever someone is on our forums or anyone in my coaching programs or, you know, just you guys in the audience, anytime they're in a small town and they say, I can't get laid, the answer is always, we always say, move. Like, don't stay there. And I think, you know, me in that country town, you're not really going to get laid a lot when you know almost everybody else in the town. And people tend to gossip in small towns. There's less numbers, less people to play the numbers game. It really is hard meeting women in a small town, especially like a really small town, because everyone kind of fucking knows you. You can't play the numbers game. If you do end up dating a girl, everybody knows you're not really going to play, you know, you're not really going to date casually. You're not going to be the fuckboy in a small town because everyone will talk about you. I mean, if you do, fine, you know, ignore the haters and all that shit. But let's be honest, most people in a small town are not having a bunch of sex. And most women in a small town will not have a bunch of sex. There'll be some who do, but it's a lot harder to play the numbers game. And even if you do see each other for a little bit, maybe you have some sex, maybe you date properly, when you split up, everybody talks about it. Hence, we say, you know, if you're in a small town of maybe less than, I don't know, 100,000 people, it's easier to just fucking move. And we recommend if, like, getting laid is your number one mission. I mean, most of the time we just say try and find a city of at least 1 million people. You know, my old city had like 5.5 million people. Then I moved to one that had like 2.5. The place I'm in right now has about 600,000 people. But obviously, I know how to get laid. I know what I'm doing. So I can get laid plenty in a town with 600, or it's more like a city. But you get the point. The smaller the place, the harder it sort of is. And a lot of guys will like beat themselves up and say, man, I can't get laid. I can't get laid. Oh, this sucks. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the women? And you say, you know, how big is your town? How big is your city? And they'll say, oh, you know, like 100,000 people. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, that's why. Yes, you can get laid in a town that size. But if you're just beginning, it's a lot harder. You're playing on nightmare mode just because it's so much harder to play the numbers game. There's literally less women that you can sleep with. I will say there were some nice things about living in a small country town. You know, like I said, there was about 10 to 20,000 people in the town I lived in, and it's kind of nice. It's weird, but it's kind of nice going to the grocery store and like everybody knows you. Like, it's nice because it means you feel like you're always amongst friends, but then it can be a little, not weird, but like, because you get, you're used to it. It's what, it's all you've ever known. But I will say I like in a bigger city, especially a big city, that you can just get shit done. You can just go to the grocery store. Nobody will bother you. Whereas when you're in a small country town, it feels like you always have to have, you always have to be social, like always, no matter how tired you are, because you'll meet like 5 people that you know every time you step outside the house. I kind of in some ways like the anonymity of a city, but then I also like the small town, you know, country town feel. So, you know, each to their own, but it's definitely nice, but also weird. It's nice that everybody cares about you. It's nice that everybody has your back. But yeah, I always longed for that anonymity when I was in this small country town. Like, you can't just like relax and be yourself. In a small country town, there's a lot more pressure and expectation on you to be who everybody else wants you to be. And I moved out of that town and I moved to like a city of about like 2 million people, I think, when I was about 19. And man, that was like so fucking different. That was so nice. You also don't have like the gossip in a big city, whereas in the small town that I was in, my God, the fucking gossip. You know how there's that stereotype that people in small, like rural or country towns tend to gossip? Yeah, they fucking do. I knew a couple of guys who committed a crime, and that was all anybody talked about for about like freaking 6 months, like nonstop. That was all you heard about. I also knew there was a, like, one of the managers at the Target store that I worked at, she cheated on her husband with another guy who worked at Target. And Jesus fucking Christ, like the entire town did not shut up about this for like a year. It was like all anyone talked about, like the people would walk past and other people would literally whisper like, my God, like some sort of stereotype. And it was all anyone wanted to talk about. It caused like this huge division in the town. Like half the people were sort of saying like, you know, she cheated because he's a bad husband. And then the other half were saying like, he's not a bad husband, she's a bad wife. Like, and it was just petty. It felt petty. And that tends to be what it's like in smaller country towns. I have friends who've grown up in small areas and it's like, yeah, it's just that. It's like you just, there's less going on. There's less, you know, big missions, and everybody's mission is sort of just like, let's just live here and talk about whatever happens here. Like nobody's sort of on a mission to climb or to do anything else or to become exceptional. And it felt like, and this is part of why I left, it felt like everybody was happy just existing. And there was less like drive to do amazing things. I mean, the same sort of shit happened when we had there was like a couple, you know, a lesbian couple, two women, and they were the first like lesbian or gay. They were the first like homosexual couple in the entire town. And I will say no one was like homophobic, but because they were the first, everyone was talking about them all the time. You'd see them in the grocery store and people were literally staring. Like they were trying not to be rude about it, but like if these two women, and they weren't even like over the top, these two women were not like, you know, they were pretty like toned down, so to speak. They might hold hands now and then, but it's not like they were making out in the fucking store. They didn't even kiss in public. They would just hold hands sometimes. And because there's nothing else to talk about, it ends up being a big fucking deal. I'll say another thing I didn't like about the country town was there's a lot of crime and like petty crime, like annoying crime, like low level crime. Yes, there's crime in a city, of course. In fact, there's technically more crime in a city, but like this country town, it's more just like the youths, like the kids, especially the males, become like disaffected and just like bored. Like what the fuck else am I supposed to do? And so they tend to just do like stupid shit. Like they will steal stupid shit. Like the number of times I had a bike stolen, I must have re-bought my bicycle like 5 times. And it's so fucking annoying because they would just ride it around town. You'd call the police or you'd go and like beat the kid up and take the bike. And then like they'd either wreck the bike or they'd throw it in the ocean or they'd do something. Like they're just being dicks because there's like nothing else to do, or at least in their mind, there's nothing else to do. Speaking of which, there was always like less opportunities there. And I don't want this podcast to turn into a big, long, like hate on country towns, but it is interesting that I lived there for that long when I really didn't like it. I really didn't fucking like it. And it kind of blows my mind, obviously each to their own, but it kind of blows my mind how many of my friends and, you know, other people just like stayed in that country town and still live there to this day, like, you know, 20 years later. Like, that's really weird to me. There's just nothing really to do, at least not in my mind. And I understand people have different preferences and I like country towns. I just don't know that I would want to never visit the outside world. At some point, I mean, the city I'm in right now has more of a country town feel to it. So I understand like wanting to be in a country town. I completely get that. I just don't understand having never left. There's a lot of people that just like never ventured to a city, never tried another town, never did it, like just stayed in this small, you know, 20,000 people country town for their entire freaking life. It's nuts to me. I haven't even, you know, been back to visit at this point in time. I think there's a part of me that's like, I don't want to go back to visit. Like, I can't relate to any of my friends anymore, like the old friends from high school. I think a lot of us feel like that. I know a lot of you have told me you feel the same way. It's like, I don't relate to my high school friends. They, for the most part, most of them just sort of carried on, you know, being complacent and not really doing anything, and they got fatter over time. And, you know, maybe they got a wife, but she's kind of fat herself, and the kids are just, you know, it's like nothing bad, but just like average. And I can't really relate to that. I changed myself. I reinvented myself. I killed my inner loser so many hundreds of times, thousands of times, with self-improvement and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of people in country towns just sort of stay the same. It feels weird. I will say I obviously miss my family, and I'm blessed that they come and visit me every now and then. Not as much as we would all like. You know, I haven't seen them since before all the COVID shit, so before 2020, but I see them every couple of years. You know, they visit here. But, you know, I guess I can say something a little more positive. The town was nice. It was a very nice town. All the people were very lovely. There was a beach there that was like amazing, has like literally one of the best beaches on the world. Like if you look up top 20 beaches in the world, it'll be, you know, some lists say it's like the top five. It was an amazing beach. You know, I have a lot of nice memories there and shit. Am I glad that I grew up there instead of a city? Like, maybe, probably. I think it was probably better, at least for early childhood. But holy shit, am I glad that I moved. And, you know, I guess we can wrap this whole thing up and say, those of you who are in a smaller town and maybe getting laid is your goal, absolutely just move. Like, please just move. You are playing on hard mode. If you love the town and you love your friends and all of that, you can come back in 2 years or a year. Just go somewhere else to a bigger city, try it, handle your sex life, get it sorted, get experience, make it an amazing sex life, and then go back if you want to. If it's something like making money, I'd say the exact same thing again. It's so motivating having people around you who are also crushing their goals, who are building something, who are on a mission, who are in that like fast pace, you know, position in life. Yes, country towns are amazing. Yes, I'm all for meditating. Yes, I'm all for letting go and calming down and releasing and being chill and all of that. Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, be aware of the people that you're surrounding yourself with if you live in a country town. And they tend to be not people with a lot of drive, or maybe you could say, you know, they just have a different outlook on life. They want to chill a little more, and there's absolutely nothing fucking wrong with that. But if your mission is to crush it, to build a business, to do something crazy, to make a ton of money, whatever it is, maybe consider if you want to move, you know what I mean? Is this small town worth it? And even when I say small towns, like I said, I count anything less than, depending on your goals, anything less than like 200,000 people, maybe 100,000 people, I count that as like a town for the purposes of this discussion. And so I guess I'm trying to give some of you permission, if you are living in a city and you don't feel like you have that like group of people who are crushing it, you know, you're allowed to move. Like, no one's stopping you from moving. I'll wrap up and I'll say, actually, I'll tell you what I will talk about. We just had, literally as I record this today, one of the guys in the coaching group, in my coaching program, he was like a virgin when he signed up. And I think he's been in there like 3 weeks now. And he just this morning, well, it'd be like nighttime for him, but morning my time, posted and said like, holy shit, I did it. I had sex. Holy fuck. So I cannot even, like, I had to fucking share that with you guys. I'm so ridiculously excited. I like recorded him a video message. I was like, dude, mate, this is amazing. Like, keep pushing, like, keep going. It's, I won't say funny. I guess funny is the right way. It's funny how at this point I get more joy out of like some guy losing his virginity than a lot of the like crazy shit I do. Like, I just had another foursome the other day with three chicks, and like, it was amazing. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was amazing. It was fun. It was great. But like, it doesn't get me as crazy fired up as it does hearing someone say, I lost my virginity, or I'm depressed and today I left the house and I, you know, I went outside and talked to a fucking pigeon or something. Like, seeing people who are at the start of their journeys make progress, do something difficult, achieve something. My God, like, to me, that's the fucking meaning of life. And all the other guys in the group were as excited for him. They were like, dude, holy shit. And you know, a lot of them, same thing. There's a couple of guys or a few of the guys in there who've had like plenty of sex, and they're in the coaching program to get good with money and shit. And the amount of excitement they have when this guy gets laid, it's exactly how I feel when this guy, you know, this guy or anyone else gets laid. It's so fucking exciting watching someone who's at the start. Like, you cannot believe, you guys cannot imagine how fucking rewarding this whole shit is, this whole journey. I can't believe, there are times I sit here and it feels so surreal. I cannot believe that I get to just talk into this microphone or do the videos on YouTube or write articles and just like encourage people. And then you guys go off, you live your own fucking life that I will never be a part of. Like, you're doing all this shit. You come back and you say, hey, Andy, I did this. Hey, Andy, I've achieved this. Hey, Andy, this was really hard and I did it. Like, man, what a fucking beautiful, like, maybe it's not the right word, but privileged. I mean, I earned this position, but I still feel like blessed or privileged to be here. Like, holy fucking shit. When this guy told me, when this guy posted and said, like, I've lost my virginity, I was sitting in the gym, I'm just grinning like a fucking idiot, like, as I'm reading this. Like, I've had days where I literally, like, you know, I'll have a tear, like, streaming down my face in the gym or in public because of something that someone's done and how much I know it means to them and therefore how much it fucking means to me. Like, this is such a goddamn rewarding. Man, I can't believe that I get to do this shit sometimes. It's like, what the fuck? How is this my life? Like, to go from depressed and suicidal and, like, literally just wanting to die every single fucking day to, like, now I wake up, I swear to God, I want to cry from joy, like, every fucking day. Like, every freaking day, something amazing will happen. Someone will do something amazing. I'll get some beautiful email from some guy saying, dude, I've done this and this and this and this. You gave me permission. Thank you so much. Or some guy in my coaching program will kill it. Man, this is like such a fucking beautiful life. So I'll wrap up there. If you want to do coaching, come join the program. I tell you what, if you sign up for coaching now, you'll still have like, this guy has that I'm talking about, has like 7 weeks left in the group. So you can come and like feel that joy with me and be like, bro, you've gotten laid once, you've lost your virginity, come and have sex with like fucking 7 more women. I tell you what, one of my favorite things to do is when someone does lose their virginity, the next thing I'll say, I'll obviously say like, you know, great job, I'm super excited for you. And then I'll say, all right, we got to get you a threesome. So we're going to get this guy a fucking threesome. I guess the other thing I can say is something that surprised me is a lot of the time I will say that to someone. I'll be like, bro, we got to get you a threesome. And then the person will say like, yeah, threesomes like aren't really my fantasy. Like I'll do it a couple of times, but it's not really my fantasy. That's blown my mind because I always just thought like everyone has a fantasy of threesomes. And maybe there is an element of like you don't believe it's possible. So therefore it's not even a fantasy. But yeah, I've been surprised by a few guys have said like, yeah, I don't have a massive fantasy of threesomes. To me, that's like, holy shit though. But like, I thought everyone had a fantasy of threesomes. So I'll wrap up. You guys go out there, crush your damn goals. If you're in a small country town, move. If you want coaching, I'll leave a link in the description below. Go do some beautiful fucking shit and crush those goals.